Locked away in your tiny room with paper-thin walls and a draft that chilled your bare feet. The shutters on the rhombus-shaped window in your tiny room banged away softly, annoying, but not enough to do something about it. You moved into this strange town less than a week ago after getting hired. The apartment was the only place available currently. The building was old and barely maintained. Paint was peeling off the walls, and it seemed like every room was oddly shaped with warping walls that bowed in and out. The walls were so bent and odd that at night, it looked like they could breathe. You never did meet your new boss. The phone interview was quick, and you were hired under the condition of living in the same town the company was in. You didn't need to go into the office and could work from home. You just didn't realize how dark this town was. It was a rainy, foggy, and gloomy town, and everything looked wet from the people. Although most of the people hid under hoods or under lowly held umbrellas. One night, while ringing up your groceries, something strange happened. The cashier was still wearing their raincoat while working, looking down meekly and hiding their face. When you went to hand them cash to pay, they gripped your wrist, shaking, then took the cash. Muttering, they said quietly, "What are you doing here? I can't say much, but don't go in the basement." Slamming the register shut, they turned around and walked away. You nervously held your bag of food, returning to your shoddy apartment. As you opened the door to the building, you noticed a stairway going down from the building entrance. Was that there before? Standing there, you could barely hear what sounded like a group of people chanting, while silhouettes moved about beyond the door. The walls and staircase seemed to twist and spiral, pulling your gaze towards the door as the wood slightly creaked. A stranger's mumbled voice caught your ear from beyond the door.
"What was that?"
And the sound of a lock turned from the other side. You quickly made your way up the flight of stairs to your apartment as the door began to peel open. Normally, you wouldn't think much of this. Just a strange door with strange neighbors in a strange apartment. The chanting started to wake you up nightly, though. One night, after having had enough, you sleepily went to go knock on their door. Working your way down the stairs that the chanting was coming from, you noticed no light from the door anymore. As you got closer to the door, the stairway seemed to continue twisting as the chanting grew louder. As your fist hit the doorframe, the door swung open into darkness and the chanting immediately stopped. "Was this an empty room?"
"Hello?"
you say. But everything was so quiet now that it came out loudly. Going inside, deeper into the room, you felt along the wall in search of a light switch. Finally finding a switch, you flipped it up as the light came on to illuminate the room. At the same time, the door slammed shut and you could hear a clicking noise from the other side. As you stood in the room, you noticed that there was nothing here except the light, and everything from the walls, the floor, and ceiling was concrete. Rushing over to the door and twisting the handle to no avail, "What the fuck? Let me out," you shout. Sensing a presence in the room, you turned around. The floor seemed to be shaking. Was this an earthquake? The walls began cracking, and from those cracks, slime dripped from the ceiling and walls. Tips of what looked like large and purple phallic members seemed to be pushing through the concrete. Viscous white and fluorescent hues of goo clung and dripped off what looked like snakes? No, tentacles. As the walls and floor were being penetrated, the room turned into a massive glory hole of tentacles with you in its center. Each uncountable amount of what looked like tentacles did not stop growing even when it seemed their full length should have been reached. The shaft slowly twitched in an asynchronous rhythm. Under their purple, rubberish flesh, rootish, thick veins forcefully pumped to engorge their sizes. After every skin-stretching pulse, each individual tentacle contracted in their own time, shrinking slightly in diameter to force the energy up to stiffen and stretch out longer before repeatedly thickening again with more. Their lengths growing into threateningly large purple tentacles that weakly wormed out to explore, slithering slightly as they grew and flopping themselves to crawl, only constrained by their own weight and gravity. The ceiling and walls now hanging with thick ropes as the floor began moving and spinning in patches, each tentacle taking shape differently. Individually, covered in uniquely intricate textures and patterns, the bumps and ridges seemed hypnotic as the tentacles slowly stretched out and swirled in the air as they gained more and more strength. The tendrils eventually wrap and coil around your shoes. You step out to get away, unintentionally pressing the bottom of your foot on what feels like a boneless limb. As your weight presses down, you feel yourself slightly pinning down a mass of slithering muscle underneath you. It gives in slightly before pushing back as it pumps away the entirety of your weight with ease. Slipping on the goo, you reach out in surprise, looking to catch yourself to prevent you fall, your hands wrapping and gripping around slimy ropes that slip through. The ropes offer no safety as you feel the warmth and textures quickly running along and through your tightly gripping palms and fingers. Unable to find a grip against the tractionless slime. Suddenly, your wrists are tugged upwards, preventing your fall. Suspended in the air with one foot kicked out and the other on the ground as you hang backwards by the wrists of your outstretched arms. A shoe goes flying off. The skin ropes gently lubing your wrists and ankles as they slide against you in tightening and moving knots. Grunting, you try to regain your balance, but find that your foot on the floor is locked in place. You squirm in a panic, feeling your grounded foot being lifted off the floor by your ankle, further suspending you by three limbs as your only unrestrained leg dangles uselessly. As you're suspended in the air, you bounce in a panic, with your new bungee cord restraints absorbing your movements like elastic, softly pulling out your resistance with ease. The penile tentacles caress up and around your limbs, slightly tickling and licking the sense of flesh not hidden under your clothes. Starting from your feet and spinning upwards like snakes, lightly gripping up your legs. The tips of the tentacles feel like tongues, licking around your thighs. The coiling at your wrists begin reaching your shoulders and start wrapping around your neck. Panicked and grunting, you struggle to escape. As you struggle, you feel the tip of a tentacle press against your lips and pushing at your teeth. You can feel tears welling up in your eyes. If you scream now, will it wiggle inside? Your lips try to resist by tightening around the head of the tentacle and letting it slide slightly between your teeth so you can bite down as hard as you can. Another appendage wiggles into your panties, pulling away from you as it catches the fabric against your body, tearing them off and exposing your privates to the cold air. With a gasp of surprise, your jaw unclenches and opens. You taste the rubbery, thick skin on your tongue as it quickly fills the inside of your mouth. The member expands and throbs against the back of your teeth inside your mouth as it hits the back of your throat, causing you to gag and loosen your bite more. The expanded girth stretches your jaw too wide to close now. The length of the tentacles slides back and forth between your lips and tongue as it pokes deeper to repeatedly fill your throat. Suffocating and desperate to breathe, you suck on the length, and it pulls out just enough to let you catch air through your nose. This isn't real, right? You think to yourself, realizing your sucking is calming the appendage. This isn't real, you think again. You try to focus on what's happening and notice the texture and warmth against your tongue and lips as you drool out of your unhinged jaw. The same thought repeats in your mind. Don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry. You realize you're wildly licking and slurping around the tentacle in your mouth now, desperate to satisfy it to keep from being choked, holding your tears in as much as possible. A momentary lapse in judgment and submission as the thought crosses your mind. This could fill me up. Your jaw relaxes to open wider. As if sensing your submission, the tentacle quickly dives down your neck and throbs in your throat. Shocked, you struggle again as your body and throat tenses up. No, don't cry. Don't cry. I can't cry. It's just a dream. The tip pulls out of your throat and around your swirling tongue. The coiling around your neck slightly tightening as you feel pressure sliding all over your skin, closer and closer to your exposed pussy and butthole. Inching closer, you attempt to scream with your mouth full, only to let out muffled moans. Immediately, the tentacles tighten around your neck and slide down your throat again as the slimy pressure circles around your pussy, clit, and down your butt cheeks, loosening only to let you breathe as it explores around your body against your will. You feel the pressure of the tentacles gently caressing under your waist, rubbing over your clit like a tongue while your neck and limbs are restrained. Your screams and begging for help only coming out as moaning as your mouth is rapidly stuffed. Smooth ropes loop around the base of your breasts, tightening in shrinking circles as they roll towards your nipples before squeezing back down to your chest. The tips circle threatening around the entrance of your holes. Panicking, you kick and punch against your restraints. You know what happens next. You scream. No, don't think about it. This isn't real. Stop, please stop. But all that comes out is louder moaning. Spreading your hole open, you can feel a smooth, bulbous shape lodged at your entrance. Your eyes widen as you try to close your spread legs shut. As you do, you notice your hole is stretching the more your legs close. In an effort to escape the situation the only way you can, you finally go limp and simply give up. Eyes widening, a sensation at your entrance finally stretches you open and slips inside. More saliva falls out of your lips as your eyes roll to the back of your head, moving in and out of your wet holes. The sensation violating your insides, stiffening and throbbing within. Your thoughts warp as you fight against what your own body is telling you. You moan more while thinking, I'm not wet. I hate this. I hate this. The stiff member thrusts in your insides, interrupting your thoughts and forces a squeak out of you. Anger and rage balls itself inside your stomach as you hold back tears. Another thrust penetrates the emotions in your stomach. Throbbing starts at the entrance of your pussy and expands out as it moves inside. The rage in the tips of your fingers and toes starts going numb with each violation. A repulsive stiffness enjoys the warm walls of your cervix before sliding out. The ropes wrap around your waist and push down to impale you like a toy. As you're lifted up, the stiff length is slowly pulled out, stickiness sliding down along the sensitive inside walls of your pussy. As you move back down, you feel nothing but anticipation before inevitably being impaled again and again and again. Every ounce of resistance fucked to feel numb before being replaced by raw pleasure. Your hatred turned against you for enjoying the sensations. Intentionally punishing yourself letting in more pleasure, as if it had wormed inside of your ear and into your brain. The sound of a thick, meaty cock enters your skull and squishes around inside your brain. It pushes your thoughts around to make room. As you look down, gripping the tentacle with both hands and watching yourself push it inside you. At this point, you can't tell if you're crying or smiling and giggling in anticipation. The thought of cocks and tentacles pumping their loads inside you invades your cum-filled brain. Your begging continues as you imagine cum shooting around in your womb. The stiff tentacles poke around your womb, throbbing along your cervix while sliding around. Reality hits as you're pushed onto the stiff rod while holding your breath. As you're being fucked deeply, desire mixes with fear as the pumping slows rhythmically. Warmth fills inside of you. One tentacle pulls out as whitish goo pours out of you. Another, fresh tentacle quickly shoves itself inside to enjoy your warmth. Your mouth and cheeks are filled as you gulp down your meal before the appendage pulls out and squirts onto your face. Your mouth remains open as your tongue stretches out for more. You jiggle and bounce your body around as you learn to enjoy your violation. Immediately, you latch your lips around another and start sucking anything and everything into your needy mouth. You bob your head, desperate to suck out the warm liquid. You spread your labia as soothing liquid slides down and out of your sensitive pussy as a new tentacle squeezes itself inside, squishing as it makes room, forcing more liquid to pour out. Eventually, the locked door swings open as your moaning echoes through the thin walls of the building.